VOA Learning English. This is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. In the second half of today's show, we will hear about efforts to save rare plants on the U.S. island state of Hawaii, and a man whose career it is to save them.
But first, we talk about choosing a career. What do you want to be when you grow up? This is a question adults commonly ask children.
Boys and girls usually provide some very interesting answers. One child might want to be a ballet dancer or a firefighter. Another might want to be a circus performer, teacher, or pilot.
But you usually do not hear a lot of children say they want to grow up to be a lawyer. As it happens, even those who grow up and become lawyers often find out they want to be doing something else. Anna explores the issue in this report.
In the United States, the road to becoming a lawyer is long. It takes a lot of work and a lot of schooling. But it is a safe road that ends with a good job, a job with a high level of responsibility, respect, and a chance to earn a lot of money. So why, then, do many U.S. lawyers decide to go into other fields?
And we use this to make our layer cakes.
Warren Brown finished law school and once worked as a lawyer. But these days, you are more likely to find him preparing a cake at one of his bakeries than arguing a case in a courtroom. That is because after 2 years as a lawyer, he wanted out. He left a good job, an interesting position that gave him authority and responsibility. But he says he was not satisfied.
It was a good job, a lot of authority, a lot of responsibility, and I got to practice law, which was interesting. But 3 months into it, I knew that I wasn't going to be a happy, satisfied lawyer the rest of my life.
I always like doing this part for, showing people like what we do.
So he turned to another one of his interests, baking. This was an extreme move. Leaving a secure, high-paying job to start a business could be a difficult decision. But his friends and coworkers gave him the support he needed to make the jump.
I brought in cakes to work. I would bring them to parties. I'd show friends what I was doing. And people all said, really the same thing. Like, you should build a business around this. You should open a cake shop. You should sell these.
So he did. Warren Brown opened his first Cake Love Bakery in Washington, D.C. in 2002. He soon added another store in nearby Virginia. Today, he employs more than 10 assistants. They help him create his popular cakes and cupcakes. He is just one of a growing number of attorneys who are leaving law to become entrepreneurs. The American Bar Foundation found that almost 20% of attorneys who passed bar exams in 2000 were not practicing law in 2012. In fact, there are so many dissatisfied lawyers that there are even people who work at finding them new work. One of those people is Casey Berman, a former lawyer. He founded the blog Leave Law Behind.
Oftentimes people go to law school, it's not necessarily they go for the wrong reason, but they just sometimes don't think about it critically. And then they end up in a job where they really haven't researched, explored, kind of assessed or optimized their skills. And there's that disconnect that I mentioned.
He estimates that 40 to 50% of the country's nearly 1 million lawyers are unhappy or have considered doing something else to earn a living. Warren Brown, for one, says he's happy to have found a satisfying alternative to being a lawyer. And the people who eat his cakes are happy too. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to the VOA Learning English Program as it is.
In the first half of our show, we heard about people who worked hard to become lawyers, only to find out they do not want to be lawyers.
Next, we hear about a scientist who studies rare plants in the state of Hawaii.
Steve Perlman goes to unusual lengths to find and protect rare plants. Mario brings us that story.
Hawaii is home to many native plants. They include 1,200 species, 90% of which are not found anywhere else in the world. But Hawaii also has become the endangered species capital of the United States. Nearly 40% of the plants on that endangered list grow in Hawaii. Its natural heritage has been disappearing because plants and animals from other areas have invaded. Experts also blame agriculture, development, and natural events that cannot be predicted. Field plant expert Steve Perlman has led protection of Hawaii's endangered species for more than 40 years. He is one of the state's first rock star botanists. In the 1970s, he rappelled, using ropes around his body, to swing down from high cliffs to save the Brigamia insignis. People call this rare Hawaiian plant a lula.
A lot of the botanists in the old days, at least for the first couple hundred years working in Hawaii, would be able to hike the ridges and the valleys and find their species, but no one had ever really looked at the cliffs.
Then Mr. Perlman started to use those same methods of climbing and hanging from cliffs to get to other plants. He is now in his 60s, but he is still rappelling off cliffs to save endangered plants. The rescued plants are varieties, or kinds, that have established themselves in places where hungry animals, like goats and pigs, could not get them. He says it is worth it to see a species survive. He recalls an especially memorable trip to the highest point on the island of Molokai.
Being someone like a Charles Darwin, who has just gotten to come to an island that no one's ever been to, and everything is interesting, the birds, the insects, the plants, the age of discovery is not really over.
I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
And check us out on Facebook or our website at learningenglish.voanews.com.